Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.
Back at it again. It's another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and I'm all pumped up for today's episode because we have Big Romney Fuga from BYU University. Big nose tackle anchor in the middle of that 3-4 defense, fresh off their bowl win victory over San Diego State in the Poinsettia Bowl. Welcome to the show, Romney. How are you today?
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm doing great. I'm actually in Provo right now, from California, but there's snow everywhere and it's snowing right now, so I'm not really sure if I'm going out tonight to party. Too much snow.
Yeah, a little bit out of your element there, but don't worry. We got snow here on the East Coast too, so there's enough snow to go around. But let's dive right into it because there's a lot I want to cover with you. 3-year starter. First off, and have accomplished a lot on the gridiron. So let's start off. First off, I don't want to call it a disappointing season, but you guys came off the 10-3 season last year, high expectations coming into the year, and you guys finished off 8-5. However, you guys did come back, finish up strong. As I mentioned, you mauled San Diego State in your home, California, 23-6. And BYU did, has won 4 straight bowl games. So, saved face a little bit on the season. But in your opinion, what went right, what went wrong, and did it live up to your expectations?
This season, even though we had some disappointments, definitely. There were some games that we played that we lost that we felt that we could have won. To play there, that's just how football is. The teams are just one play away from winning the game or losing the game. But even though there's some disappointments throughout the season, I had a lot of fun playing, especially on defense. We were one of the best defenses in the country, and so it was just a blast. And I have fun playing with my teammates, and I love my coaches. And so our coaches talk about, well, we just got to learn from these losses. And I think, I think our team definitely learned from our losses, as you pointed out, that we had kind of a rocky start, but, we finished strong. And so, that was what was important. Like you said, I never lost a bowl game. So that's something that I can say that I'm very proud of. And I think it's because, we learned from our mistakes throughout the beginning of the season. And so, it was a good season. I had a lot of fun. I learned a lot, and I just enjoyed my time.
Yeah, adversity didn't break you guys; it made you guys. So, strong finish out to the season. Romney Fuga joining us on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and you anchor that middle of the defense, Romney. And I gotta say, you mentioned. You guys had a heck of a defense this past year. Just dominant. And it seems like, you are the creator of a lot of other people's success on that defense. In other words, your role in the defense is to eat up those double and triple teams in the middle so that guys like Ziggy and Van Noy and Ogletree can get loose and make big plays. Do you feel somewhat overshadowed a little bit with, a lot of times those guys get the accolades, right? But you're the one really, maybe they owe you a couple lunches or dinners, right?
Yeah, well, if you know you're going to play nose tackle, you kind of know ahead of time that's just how it's going to be, especially in a 3-4. But, my teammates, they always give me love, and, they always give me the credit that I deserve. And so, that's what supported me because the teammates, they see that what I'm doing is really important to the team. And so, yes, I guess you could say that I've been overshadowed, but for my teammates, they know just how big of a role the nose tackle is and just, the job that I've been doing all this past season. So from them, they really respect me as a player and they really acknowledge, just what I've been doing.
What's it like in practice? This defense, I got to say, it's probably one of the best defenses in BYU history. You guys have a handful of starters. I mean, maybe half the defense is going to go on and play on Sundays, and probably a couple of first-round picks in that bunch. Take me through, like, a typical practice. I mean, how intense is it with such a talented bunch of guys around you? Do you guys thrive off one another? Do you think it helped you develop into a better player, knowing that, you know, you're competing day in and day out against high-caliber type of talent?
Yeah. Like I said, you know, it was just so fun knowing that you're playing with guys with, you know, that talent, that high caliber, like you said, like with Kyle Van Noy and Ziggy and Ogletree and you know, all the other defensive guys, really, like everyone just, you know, they're so good at what they were doing, and it was so fun because he knew that they're that good and they knew that you're good as well, and so, you know, we practice, you know, we had fun, you know, we were laughing, we were banging each other in the head because our defense, I think this year we had a lot of fun. We just wanted to go out and have fun. We wanted, you know, dominate the offense, dominate the scout O, and whenever we were dominating someone, we just, you know, we had fun in the show during our practice.
And, you know, on the other side of the ball, you guys have a heck of a lot of talent as well, and you know, I won't even get into the skill positions, but primarily those guys in the middle, the two Bradens, Braden Brown and Braden Hansen. Here's two interior offensive linemen that's on the NFL radar of pro scouts. And those are guys now that you literally matched up against day in and day out and competed against them. Give us the scouting report on those guys and what it was like to practice against those guys every day in practice.
Yeah, the thing about those guys, they're both very good. Both Braden Hansen and Braden Brown. The thing about them that they're, I feel like they're really athletic. Well, Braden Brown, a lot of people know that he's athletic, but Braden Hansen, I think he's more athletic than people give him. And Braden Hansen, you know, he played with me since I came in, and you know he's been very good ever since day one. And every time I went against them, I knew it was going to be a challenge. But, you know, we love going against each other because we knew that, you know, we would make each other better. But like I said, you know, both these players, you know, they're not, you know, big, like fat linemen. They're in shape. They move well. They have good hands. And so, you know, I think, you know, they're going to do well next level.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got talent all around at BYU. You know, you guys lost those early heartbreakers against Utah and Boise State. Had a lot of tough matchups on the schedule. Oregon State, Notre Dame, even San Jose State. We saw what they did. Whether it was an individual player or just the team as a whole, who was the toughest opponent for you? And it doesn't have to just be this year. I mean, throughout your entire career, who was the one team or player on the schedule that you just knew going into the game you were going to have a tough matchup?
Well, for this season, I'll definitely, our hardest game was against, for the defense, was against Notre Dame. Their whole line was very good. They were, you know, they finished their blocks. They're physical. They just stayed on you. And so, you know, we knew that they were going to be good, and they were. But, you know, I think we played okay against them, and we still, you know, lost by only 3 points. But yeah, I would say that they were our toughest opponents this past season, obviously, since they're playing in the national championship.
Yeah, sure. Undefeated. And they got some big boys on that line, huh?
Yeah, they're big, and, you know, they're nasty. And, you know, it was, our teams had a lot of fun. It was a good game. But I would say that they were definitely our hardest opponent this year.
Nothing you can't handle, though. We're talking to Romney Fuga, BYU nose tackle. We got you about, what, 6'2", 6'3", 320, 330 range. What are you weighing these days, Romney?
I'm between, I won't give enough specific details. I'm between 320 and 330.
Okay, very good. Good enough. All good, baby. Let's talk about, you know, back in 2010, another obstacle in your career. You uh, you you know, a lot of people felt it was a cheap shot. You got hit from behind and you know, tore your ACL, had to sit out the rest of the season. Take us through that torn ACL and what you learned from that experience. How tough was it having to sit on the sidelines, and do you think it made you a stronger person for it in the long run?
Yeah, that was really tough for me because, you know, that season I was having the first couple of games I was doing really, really well. And for that to happen, kind of just, you know, it's kind of showed me that, you know, football, like, like you're just 1 second away from being done for that season or for even your career. And so, you know, what it taught me was that, you know, I guess I became more grateful for the talents and the abilities that God gave me. And it helped me realize that, you know, I can't, you know, let these talents and the abilities go to waste and have to, you know, work my hardest to get the most out of them. So that really helped me to get along, because, you know, I, like you said, I tore my ACL, but also tore my LCL, so it was like a 10 to 12 month recovery, and I barely made it in time for the next season. But, you know, it came with a lot of hard work, and it came with a lot of, you know, just focus, just because every day you had to go and do your rehab. And, you know, if I missed one day, then that's like it's hurting my chance of being able to start on the first opening game of the following season. And so what really taught me was just how to be consistent every day and every night, just doing my little rehab, doing my little exercise, because, you know, I so badly wanted to come back and play football and kind of get back to the best shape that I can be. But at the same time, I knew it was going to be a really difficult and long road. But, you know, at BYU, I had the support of my teammates, the support of my coaches, the trainers, and my family to help me go through that. And, you know, if you ever, you know, go through something like that, you have to rely on people to help you. You know, you can't do it on your own. You have to look for others to support you. And so, you know, I guess you have to be humble and just accept people's help.
Sure.
I mean, I learned a lot from that experience, and I won't really say I'm grateful for it, but I'm grateful for what I've learned from it.
Yeah, and, you know, the way you handled it, from what I hear, a lot of people praised you, and I think people learn from just the class and the way you go about your business. And, you know, from everything I hear, you are one of the team leaders at BYU, always led by example. And I wanted to get into a little bit why or how you chose BYU, because coming out of high school, you were recruited by, you know, Penn State, California, Washington, Nebraska, you know, some big time major programs. And I'm just a little bit curious how you came to choosing BYU.
Well, for obvious reasons, it's just, you know, growing up, I wasn't really a big BYU fan. I really didn't really know too much about them since I grew up in Southern California. But, you know, with my religious background, being a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and BYU being a school of that faith, you know, to me, it just made sense that, you know, this is where I needed to be. You know, I had goals that I wanted, you know, academically and football. I had goals spiritually and also, you know, just life goals I wanted to accomplish. And I felt that, you know, BYU would be the place that would help me to reach all those goals. And so, to me, it wasn't really a hard decision to make. Even though other schools were looking at me and recruiting me, I just, you know, to me, it just made sense to me and also my family that, you know, BYU is where I needed to be to help me reach the goals that I wanted to do.
And you also served in a mission in Madagascar as well, I believe. Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, I served after my very first year. After my freshman year at BYU, I went on to your mission in Madagascar, and it was just an awesome 2 years, and it was an awesome experience. When I heard that I was going to Madagascar, it said that Madagascar is the farthest mission away from Utah, and so I was really on the half the side. I mean, on the other side of the world. But it was great. I mean, the people, it's really poor there. But the people, though, like, it just taught me a lot, because even though they had, like, nothing and had very little, they're still, you know, they're really happy. As long as, you know, they taught me, because they just love their families, and that taught me, you know, you don't really need to have a lot of, I guess, like, you know, expensive things. You don't need to have lots of money to be happy, but because they had each other and they loved each other, and so that's what made them happy. And so, you know, the people over there, they taught me a lot. Taught me about humility and the real meaning of happiness.
Yeah, materialistic would be the word.
Yeah, materialistic.
Yeah, they don't need to be materialistic like we are here in the United States. Talking to Romney Fuga, not Mitt Romney. I know you catch a little flack for that with the presidential campaign that just passed. But Romney Fuga, BYU nose tackle, and top prospect for the upcoming 2013 NFL Draft, second team all-independent team. And we're talking a little bit about this past season, going up against some heavy hitters, barely losing to Notre Dame, almost put the first loss on their record this past year. But I want to talk a little bit about your individual game, Fuga, and, you know, what if, you know, NFL scouts are listening, what do you consider to be your biggest strength?
I think my biggest strength is the ability to play the run, but more specifically the ability to read the block, blocks, and to know what kind of blocks is coming my way. Because, you know, the faster that I'm able to read the blocks, the faster I'm able to react to them. But also, like, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm really good at reading the blocks, that they are the right blocks I'm getting. And so I feel like, I don't know, since I play nose tackle for, you know, my 4 years here at BYU, and it's pretty much all we do, we just read. We did read the guard, the two guards in the center. And so I just feel like I have a really good, I guess, football instincts of what blocks to expect from the center and the two guards. And that helps me to play the run, and that helps me to read the play action stuff. So I feel like that would be my biggest strength.
Yeah, and you can't teach that. I mean, you talk about instincts. Those just can't be taught. You either have them or you don't. And that's probably one of the reasons why you guys had one of the top run defenses in the nation this past season as well.
Yeah.
So
I think you can't teach it, but I think because I had a huge volume of repetition of just reading all these different blocks from this type of, from the offense, that it just kind of – just over the years, it's just, you know, I've just gotten better each year. So,
okay, you know, interesting. So you feel like maybe the experience, the repetition, and then, you know, over time playing that position for so long, it just becomes second nature. Would you say that's accurate?
That's more accurate.
Okay, very good. How about an aspect of your game, you know, that you worked on improving coming into your senior season here at BYU? Was there one area that you really wanted to work on getting better at?
It was actually, it was all the areas that, you know, because, you know, you, in every area of every game, you can always improve. But, you know, me knowing that, because for our defense, you know, it's a 3-4, and we know that. And I knew that we also have a nickel package, so that means, like, all the really fast guys come on the field. And so I knew that in every passing situation that most likely that I would be sent out. But so since knowing that, I really wanted to master stopping the run and playing against the run, even though I already said that I was already good at it, but I wanted to get better at it because, you know, that's what my team was going to be using me for. And so, you know, I was like, you know what, then I'm just trying to be the best at stopping the run. So for me, stopping and run, I want to work on my hands a little bit better, my better placement, and be able to shed off blocks is really important to nose tackle.
Absolutely. Talking to Romney Fuga here, new nose tackle from BYU. I got to ask you, Romney, anybody on the pro level that you kind of kind of emulate or look at their game, try to model or take, you know, grab a little bit of skill set or fundamental tacticians, anybody at the next level that you kind of enjoy to watch or try to emulate on the pro level game?
Yeah, our defense, we're mostly modeled after the Pittsburgh Steelers, and so we watch a lot of Steelers film. And so obviously they have, you know, the big guy in the middle, Kissy Hampton. He just, you know, he's so good at being playing nose tackle, and pretty much that's like what our coaches, well, our D-line coach, you know, like watch Kissy Hampton, watch how he that block, watch how he reacts to that block. And so, you know, he's pretty much the nose tackle in right now.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we got some friends in the Steelers organization. Maybe we can put in a good word in Pittsburgh. I'd love to see you in that Dick LeBeau defense they got there. That would be something else. And it's been fun watching you under Bronco Mendenhall. Let's talk a second about playing for Mr. Mendenhall and maybe something that you've taken away or learned from him playing during your time for the BYU.
Okay. Oh, okay. You asked me that question right now.
Just shed some light. You know, give us maybe, what's it like playing for Bronco Mendenhall or one of the lessons you guys learned this past season. Take us inside the locker room and just tell us, what's it like playing for him?
Well, he's very intense. He loves to work hard, and he loves when his players are working hard. And you know, that's like his biggest thing is effort. And I think what's great about Coach Mendenhall Bronco is that he really gets the best out of his players, especially, you know, his defensive players when he's coaching us, because, you know, he just finds a way to motivate us or to push us to work harder, to go harder in practice, to get a little bit crazier. And, you know, that was the thing, because, like, every day he was like that, you know. He was just, I don't know, he just pushed us to, I guess, limits, to levels that, you know, we question ourselves, like, can we actually do that? Like, are we able to do that? Is that possible? But, you know, he made us believe that it was possible. He made us believe that, you know, that we can accomplish it. And so what I've taken away from Coach Mendenhall is just, you know, his work ethic and the importance of, you know, of effort on the field, off the field. And, you know, it was, you know, I love Coach Mendenhall, and I've learned a lot from him, but, man, he was just intense as a coach, and, you know, he really cared about his players, he cared about the team, and he really, you know, he made me a better player, he made me want to be a better player. But I think, you know, without Coach Mendenhall, our defense would not be, wouldn't have had the success that it had last year. So he's a great coach.
Absolutely. Talking to Rodney Fuga here, BYU University. And wrapping up soon, we got a few more minutes to go around. And let me ask you this one. Maybe outside of playing in the NFL, let's fast forward to the future now. And hopefully it's 10, 15 years down the road after you hang up the cleats, Rodney. What are your future goals outside of playing in the NFL? Or what do you hope to accomplish once your playing career is over?
I would actually like to go back to school.
really? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I want to get my master's in something. I'm not really sure. Because to me, I'm just a player. I'm just a person that loves to learn. And, you know, I just finished my school. And I've never been done with school before. And, like, it's kind of killing me that, like, man, like, I'm not learning anything anymore. So I kind of want to go back to school and maybe get a master's and maybe an MPA or MBA, depending on what I would like to go to. But, you know, I got my degree in human resources. And so I would love to do something along with in companies with talent development, recruiting, kind of, you know, developing a company's employees, you know, kind of helping them get better. But, you know, I also have a little interest of coaching as well. But, you know, that's 10, 15 years from now, and I can't really say what I will be doing. But
yeah, Absolutely. Well, you got some time to think about it. So, very interesting, though. Very good. We're talking to Rodney Fuga, the sponge, because he loves to learn, and he is the anchor in that nasty 3-4 defense for the BYU Cougars this past year. Look it up. Check out the stats. This is a dominating defense. I'm talking about, more than half that defense will be playing football on Sundays, handful of first-round picks, and we've been talking between the lines. We're going to go a little bit outside the lines, Romney, something we call three and out, a little bit more lighthearted, off-the-field type of stuff. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. First down. I want to know who on the BYU football team, whether it was this year or past seasons, what was the funniest nickname of any of your teammates, and how did they earn that nickname?
Oh, man. Nicknames, huh?
We're a PG-rated show now.
Huh? Christian Hadley. He was one of our cornerbacks, and this is senior as well. And we call him Diddy, like, you know, Puff Daddy, P Diddy. And to me, it was I guess the reason why I found it funny was because, like, I just had no idea why they called you Diddy. Like, you don't remind me of P Diddy as well. So I think that was, I don't know why we call him Diddy, but that was his nickname. And I guess it was funny because, like, I had no idea why they call him that. I thought it was kind of weird, but. It's just whatever. So,
okay, very good. How about, I'm a big food junkie myself. So if I'm ever in Provo, Utah, you know, what's your favorite place to eat over there?
Favorite place to eat, or a place you probably should eat at is a cheap place called J Dogs. You know, it's pretty popular in Provo and BYU. Everyone knows it. It's really, really good hot dog, just gourmet hot dog style, and it has a little special sauce going on over there. So I would say that, you know, if you were to come to Provo, I would say, you know, you should go eat a J Dog real quick.
Okay, I'll definitely keep that in mind. And you sound like a good spokesperson for J Dogs. Maybe you can get a little endorsement there or something. So I'm gonna throw.
It is good. I haven't, eaten there in a while because, it was during season and, sometimes you shouldn't eat that food, but when I do eat there, I'm always satisfied, so.
All right, well, let me ask you this one then for third down. If you could endorse one product, any product out there in the world, if you were going to be the spokesperson for a product and we're going to endorse a certain item, what do you think? What would you want to endorse, whether it's a car or jewelry or anything?
Yeah.
What would be the product you would want to endorse?
That's a tough question because I'm an easy person to please. And so I think every product, most products are good. But I guess I'm trying to look around to see what I have, see what I have on, see what, if I would endorse it. But I guess, I guess the products that we've been using for football is Nike. And we're sponsored by them. And honestly, the stuff that I've gotten from BYU, from Nike, they've just been great stuff. I never complained once about, our gear and shoes and just how we've been treated. And so I definitely think, Nike, but I also feel like everyone else would want to endorse them as well. But they're still great, and that's my answer, Nike.
Yeah, all right. You can't go wrong with Nike. So, Phil Knight, if you're listening out there, we got a player for you. All right, bonus fourth down question, Rodney. We're going to end it on this one. I'm an NFL GM. Tell me why I should draft Rodney Fuga.
You should draft me because you'll get 100% of me every day. You'll get a player that, will never quit on you, that, will always, will always do what he's told to do. And you'll get a player that, will be able to stop the run effectively on a consistent level. And you'll be a player that's a team player and that, will help players, get better. We'll help players to learn the system, to pretty much, you will get a selfless player. Well, just want to help the team and help the organization meet the goals. So I think I would say that on the spot.
No, very well put. And, you know, we got about 4 months or so to go until the NFL draft, and we find out and learn your next destination, the next pit stop in your career. That's Rodney Fuga, BYU nose tackle, and I want to thank him for taking some time out of his busy schedule and his preparation for the 2013 NFL draft. We'll be keeping close tabs on Rodney Fuga, definitely a name you need to know for the upcoming draft. So, Rodney, thank you. We'll be checking in on you and keeping close tabs. I really appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Have a nice day.
All right, there you have it. Rodney Fuga on this edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Of course, you can keep tabs on all our player interviews leading up to the 2013 NFL Draft. I was your host, Rick Saratella. Of course, we're always bringing you the names you need to know first here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.